Weaver Appliance text line is still down and not working. But if you want to harass or stalk us, you can still do that. Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. That is through electronic mail. Also, you could maybe find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're out there and available all for you. Hey, what's out there and available now, too, is this tape with President Donald Trump and his former personal lawyer, longtime lawyer, one man he considered maybe a friend back in the day, but not anymore ever since now. He's come under investigation. He's throwing everybody else under the bus. But this recording came from Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. Basically, folks are drawing conclusions that in the recording they're talking about a payment that goes to a former Playboy model, Karen McDougal, in which she claimed she had an affair with Donald Trump back in 2010. Then she was trying to sell her story in 2016 to the National Enquirer, because we all know the National Enquirer is such a reputable source. I mean, everybody relies on the National Enquirer, right, Michelle, for their latest. I think the last episode I read, or the on newsstands waiting in the line at the grocery store for the National Enquirer, that I think Michael Jackson was alive? Still alive and hanging out with OJ.
Oh.
By the way, I think that's...
Where they're at.
That was their last cover story. They said somewhere in Florida playing golf, and who knows what else they were doing. But anyways, in this recording, which is kind of grainy, you hear a lot of things. Trump ending a phone call with somebody. Also asking his assistant for a Coke. Can you grab me a Coke? That's literally what he says.
I know, I heard that part.
Did you hear this audio? That part was pretty funny. And then his buddy Michael Cohen walks in, and they're just talking about, hey, our buddy David, which everybody says, hey, this is that David guy from the National Enquirer, who then paid Karen McDougal that $150,000. But they do talk about some sort of payment in the audio and talking about setting up some sort of fake business to then fund that money into that fake business for this payment. Who knows how they do such things?
Right.
But the Playboy model's name was never even mentioned in the video, but everybody's drawing the conclusions.
Speculating.
So take with that whatever you want. But also, today, Trump making big news. What this country was basically built on. Trump is helping the farmers, okay? The folks living off of the land. The Trump administration planning today to inject $12 billion in aid to farmers. Now, this doesn't even have to go through Congress. Doesn't even need congressional approval, mm-hmm. Michelle. It's going to include direct payments to producers of soybeans, corn, dairy, and pork, a program to purchase surplus from some agricultural producers, and efforts to build out markets for U.S. agricultural products. How about Trump? Listen, sleep with who you want, but if you're helping out the farmers, making sure everybody's well-funded, then all is well.
I think there's something with that whole thing, the farming thing that you're talking about. I don't think it's as good to be true as what you're...
Well, people say, well, he's doing that because all the tariffs that he's now placed on...
Right.
...on certain goods, that's mm-hmm. why he's handing out this $12 billion plus to help the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
But then some may come back and argue, we're tired of being taken advantage of, all these other countries and trades and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And I think one of Trump's really big points that he tried to hit home on when he was campaigning was, these other countries, they're not going to take advantage of us really anymore. So, listen.
Right.
Everybody can argue their point. I'm not doing that.
Oh, but more money
moves, though. The jackpot for the Mega Millions was won last night.
It was?
In California.
Wasn't that like $140-some million?
No, $500 million.
Oh,
just a little bit more than...
Just a little bit?
...than what you thought it was. Yeah. It was sold at Ernie's Liquors in San Jose, California.
Ernie's?
Yeah, the California Lottery on Twitter said the winning ticket has been sold worth more than $500 million.
Jeez.
Of course, Mega Millions, multi-state lottery game, one of the two big jackpot games here in the United States.
What would be the first thing you would do if you won the lottery?
first, I wouldn't want my name to be known, and that's what this person is doing.
Well,
not immediately
I think in
known.
Some states it's required that
yeah.
they have to give your name out.
You can't remain anonymous.
I think
anonymous.
Ohio is one of those states.
Yeah, some states you cannot remain anonymous. I don't know, Michelle. Just get out of debt would be the first thing. House, student loans, car.
Right.
Boom. Set up something for the twins.
Would you quit your job?
Listen, I think we've had this conversation before, not you and I, but maybe me and Michaela or me and Mashauna. Mashauna? Did I say Mashauna?
Mashauna?
That's her new name, not Shanda Burley. It's Mashauna. But I don't think I'd quit my job. And people may not believe me. Even if I won a large sum. Now listen, 500 mil after taxes, you're probably still getting over 200 million bucks, I
yeah,
would assume.
Yeah, I think you're good for life.
I mean, would I still work? I don't know. Thing is, I love my job, like what I do.
Right.
So it's different.
You are kind of weird.
It's not like I go
aspect.
To work hating what I do right. every day.
Right. Well, I think I would keep my job for a limited amount of time until the hype went down and then quit my job. Maybe.
The question really is, but for sure I'd get out of debt. That'd be the first thing.
And hire a lawyer right away.
Probably. Probably. Not Michael Cohen, I can tell you that much.
The whole thing with the Trump money thing that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I asked Chad last night, I'm like, who cares if he paid off somebody? I mean, unless it was government money, then I would understand, but whatever. I mm-hmm. don't care.
Yeah, people act like, I mean, it's the first time a president's ever paid anybody off.
I know. I'm like,
give me a break.
I'm not really into it.
Give me a break. I'm sure the person who ever won the Mega Millions knew right away that they were the winner. At least I would assume just
so.
That. But this dude out of Salem, Oregon, Stephen Nickel, recently won the Powerball jackpot in that state worth 150 mil. Didn't even know he had the winning ticket for 2 weeks sitting right in his wallet.
2 weeks?
So he scanned his lottery ticket right after. He initially thought he'd run around $600, and the clerk told him, well, anything that large, you have to go to the lottery office. So he put it back in his wallet. Little did he know, when he took it to the lottery office, no, dude, it's not $600, it's $600 million. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, $150 million, my bad, not $600 million, $150 million. Obviously,
gosh.
A big discrepancy there.
Jeez.
He and his wife decided to take the lump sum payment of $61 million.
Good for him.
After taxes.
Go on vacation.
That's the question, though. Do you go lump sum or do you want payments? Depends on what the amount is,
yeah,
I would guess.
I'd probably do payments. Wouldn't you?
I don't know. It's a tough question. You never know until you're in that situation. It depends on the amount.
Right. And I think it would matter about how much taxes.
That guy won 150 mil. The lump sum was 61 million.
Hmm.
I don't know what the payments would be. I'd probably lump sum it.
Maybe.
I would lump sum it.
Maybe.
Everybody wants to be a millionaire, but would you want to be a millionaire just for a few minutes? See what that's about?
No.
Well, one woman had that chance. Boston woman named Ellen Fleming had that experience. She got a voicemail from her bank after she made a deposit. Just an automated voicemail. Your deposit has been successful. That kind of thing, right? It was Ameritrade Bank was the name of her bank. Now, anyways, she went on to her app, her handy-dandy smartphone, went to her bank's app right after that to check, just to make sure, yes, that money is in there. But it was more than the $50 that she had put in. It said the deposit was $1.1 million. Mm. Hey now, I'll take
hey.
It. Then minutes later, she got a phone call saying, we're sorry about the mistake. It was another Ellen Fleming in the state of Florida who
Bummer.
Actually is getting that $1.1 million. Not you.
I would look for that Ellen Fleming in Florida and try and be your friend.
I know, right? Literally, she was a millionaire for just a few minutes. You couldn't make a quick withdrawal in that first few minutes.
Man.
She says, all within 3 minutes, all these thoughts ran through her head. Quit her job, pay off her student loans like most of us
right.
Said we would already do. Her second thought was to then maybe check and make sure that it was legit. And that's
right.
when she got the phone call. And it was indeed.
If that happened
not her
to
million
you,
bucks.
And they kept it in your account, and they didn't realize the mistake.
Oh, you think I'm telling anybody?
Would you tell anyone?
You think I'm telling somebody accidentally puts $1 million in my account?
Yeah.
I'm not telling anybody. I'm not even telling my wife, to be honest with you. Sorry, babe. Sorry.
I would feel guilty, and I think that karma is a big thing. So, I'd have to tell somebody.
The lady says in her obituary she wants to be known as the one-time millionaire.
That's cute.
For just 3 minutes.
Good for her. I like her humor.
She's making light of the situation. Some may be a little angry.
Meh. I mean,
you see it there and then it's gone.
I would have taken a screenshot.
It's like you never had it anyways, right?
Right.
Taking a screenshot.
I'd be like, look what was in my account.
Mm-hmm. Went right to IG.
Right.
That kind of thing. Hey, Babbling Brook right around the corner. She has Z News this morning. Also, you still have a chance to win. I have a family four-pack of passes to Baylor Beach. New Country on 99.9 WTUZ. It's Travis Denning. Babbling Brook is here.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
You know...
Hey, it's hump day.
Okay. Go with that. Are you familiar with the movie Moana?
I am.
You know the little chicken in there, Hey, Hey?
Hey, Hey. Yes.
Now, listen. I know my boys shouldn't be watching Moana at this point in time, but for some reason... When we were on vacation, they got hooked on this movie, okay?
Yeah.
With their older cousin. And that chicken in that movie, Moana, its name is Hey Hey.
Yeah.
And there was a part in this movie where Jackson, my son, 19 months, he must be a genius or I don't know what's going on in his brain, but every time that bird would come on, he would do what Hey Hey did when Hey Hey found out he was on the boat and not on dry land. And he would just scream.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So anytime we say hey, hey around him, he goes, ah.
Aww. That's so cute.
I guess.
It is. That's cute.
It is cute. Yeah, it really is.
Can I get that on video? I'm sure you probably do.
I'll try it for you.
Yeah. Okay. That's cute.
All right. Babbling Brook is here. I told you enough about my life.
Okay. As every day.
Z News.
Okay. On this day in history, in 1946, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis began their partnership as a nightclub song comedy act with a performance in Atlantic City, but then they split up in 1956.
Good old, we all know Dean from Steubenville.
There you go.
Dean Martin is.
In 1978, Louis Joy Brown, the world's first baby to be conceived via in vitro fertilization.
Test tube baby.
Is born in England. Yeah. 1990, Roseanne Barr sang the national anthem in San Diego before a Major League Baseball game. She spit, then scratched herself. The crowd booed, of course, and she later apologized. In 2001, Mariah Carey checked herself into a hospital suffering from an emotional and physical breakdown. And just 1 year after that, Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce from her second husband, Chris Judd. Holidays for today. It's National Hire a Veteran Day. That's a good one. Culinarians Day. It's National Wine and Cheese Day. That's a good one.
Want some cheese with that wine.
Another good one. It's National Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
Just the other day, it was National Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day. And
yeah.
I did not celebrate.
There's some tasty ones this week. And then it's Threading the Needle Day. On TV tonight, Big Brother's on at 8. Ozzy and Jack's World Detour is on at 9. The Real Housewives of New York City is on at 9 as well. Alec Baldwin, he'll be on Jimmy Fallon. And James Comey will be on Conan.
James Comey.
In country news, Jason Aldean will be returning to his hometown on September 6th to headline his third annual concert for the kids. Lauren Elena will be opening up for him that time.
Two Georgia natives there.
Over the past two events that Jason has done, he's helped raise more than $1.2 million for the construction of the region's only dedicated pediatric hospital.
Yeah, some special hospital there in Georgia.
So. Yeah, so that's awesome. Good for him for doing that, giving back to the kids and their families.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum will honor one of music's most enduring and influential mother-daughter duos. Starting next month, there's going to be an exhibit spotlighting Naomi and Winona Judd.
The Judd exhibit.
Yeah. It's going to open, like I said, next month and then run for 11 months. It'll end next July. It's going to be called the Judd's Dream Chasers.
The Hall always does a great job of honoring certain eras or country artists or duos or groups from the past with special exhibits that run like year long.
Yeah.
They did one on Little Big Town recently.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a good one. I mean, you're going to see the journey that Naomi took being a single mom and then having her daughter be in the same career with her.
I feel like a single mother right now.
Yeah. So that'll be really cool.
Right on.
I'd love to see that.
That's Babbling Brook on a hump day. Hey, yeah. Michelle's back, by the way. Did you notice that?
I did. I have to talk to her still. I haven't talked to her yet.
Monday for her.
Yeah.
Monday for her.
Right.
But a short week. We should all live by example.
Right, yeah.
All right, Brooke. We'll see you tomorrow on Friday Eve, all right?
All right.
More after this on 99.9.